This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience.
The show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving and not anything else. And there's no money time. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you grow wealth, save wealth, and live wealth. Phone lines are open. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, your life. Remember, if your body can get sick, you can also get well. It is about your lifestyle. If you didn't know that, your lifestyle matters. It's your medicine. I always say lifestyle is our medicine. So our choices every single day, they matter. A lot of times we're sick because we want to be and don't even know it. We're making the wrong choices, wrong decisions that we really need to step up and can unravel the reason why that's happening. And again, it all comes down to us, our choices. The powerful thing is we can make our own choices. We don't have to wait on somebody else. Really is simple. If you haven't found a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes just like we do, go to our website. You can easily find one of our providers in your area that can help. Just go to 888-283-7272 is the number, or go to the website. Carly, you're with us. How can I help?
My skin stays so very hot, but it doesn't feel hot to anybody else. And then I have tremors. And they say there's nothing they can do because I have neuropathy. But I read in my medical book that a deficiency in magnesium is my problem.
And that could be the case. It could. But a lot of times when you have tremors like that, you really have to back it up and look at everything. Because there can be some variables that just aren't being caught. I mean, you have to really see exactly what's there, and that's one of the big challenges that you have to look at. I mean, it could be something simple as magnesium. It could be several different minerals that are out of position and not where they need to be. So I would look at that and get a good kind of a good idea overall, get some blood work done, check the overall nutritional profile, and not just guess. What you don't want to do is just take this, take that, and hope for the best. You really want to know that something is where it needs to be, and that's the reason for it. And again, health is not just what you eat, exercise, and take a pill, okay? I mean, 85% of the root cause of most health challenges have to do with environmental toxins, and so that's our food, water supply, but also emotional toxins. So you've got stress, you've got life happenings, life situations that can cause our health to break down. So there's a lot of variables and factors that can cause these kind of issues. So you have to be wise in your decisions and be very mindful and thoughtful in the direction that you take it. All of that is vital and it's important. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You can give us a call or go to the website and we're here for you no matter what you're struggling with. So let's talk about foods for just a minute. So food is our medicine, right? It can be our medicine in so many different ways, and we want to make sure that we make the right decisions. But I'm going to give you some foods that can be helpful, ways to get the nutrition in that you need to get in to keep your body healthy in the way we want to keep it. It's so vital and so important for us to put the right kind of foods in. So let's jump into that. Now, if you get bored with water, this is one of the biggest ones that I get from people. And I get bored with it, too. So, I mean, I'm not just touting on everybody else. I mean, I put tea with my water constantly. I'm like, if you see me with a bottle of water, it always has tea in it. And then I use some monk fruit extract or a stevia from time to time. But, again, you can take seltzer water. And instead of having all for sodas, if you want that soda kind of deal, instead of having all the colorings and the flavorings and all that, just get seltzer water, squeeze a whole lemon in there or lime, and add a little bit of stevia with it. It tastes amazing. Okay. If you want to really bunk down on a lot of the food bars, I'm not an anti-protein bar guy. There's some really good ones out there. Just make sure that it doesn't have artificial sweeteners in it. Make sure that it's got organic ingredients, and make sure that it's got plenty of fiber. That's the key. And no sugar. I mean, less than 1 gram for sure. If it's loaded up with a bunch of sugar, don't do it. It's nothing but a candy bar. It's terrible. Now, grains are another big one, I think, that is tough, right? So if you are really struggling with getting your greens in, it's important. Like, if you're not hitting greens 3-plus times a day, you can't get the salads in because you're too busy, you have to have greens, period. Got to have them. So no matter what you're doing, you got to get those in because there's too many nutrients that we get in the greens that you have to have, okay? And it's just, it's powerful, and we've got to have it. So we've got a greens drink. It's called Clean Greens. You can go to our website and see it. But the greens drink are this vital, got to have it. And that's another big one, too, is not getting the nutrition that we need. Having enough of it, getting enough of it in, is vital and is critical for what we have to have. So your greens are extremely important. Teas are good for you. I'm a big fan. It's the way that I like to dance up my water. And the reason is because teas give you better skin, okay, lower cholesterol, reduced risk of cancer. And, I mean, that's pretty much all teas across the board. Green tea, white tea, they all have different properties to them. But, man, they are so good for you. I'm a huge tea guy. So one of the things you can easily add in that gives great health benefits to your normal daily routine. The natural homemade ice pops are really good, too, if you've never made any. So you can blend up your favorite fruits, like berries are the best, and put it with a little bit of goat milk yogurt, and you can mix them together. We got a recipe for this on the website, and you can freeze them and make popsicles. Phenomenal. So kids love these. I mean, amazing. Got to figure out ways to make healthy eating fun. A lot of people think it's just boring, like you're eating cardboard, twigs, and berries. It's not. I mean, it really is. The healthy food, if you learn how to make it right and put it together right, can make a huge difference in your overall health and in your overall life. It makes a difference. Chocolate, guess what? It's good for you. Like, I'd never tell people don't eat chocolate. Eat it. Eat chocolate. If it's 70% or greater dark chocolate, knock it out. Eat it every day. It's going to bring it brings all kinds of health benefits to you, from brain chemistry health, gut health, heart health. I mean, the whole nine yards. It's phenomenal. So these are all benefits to having, to eating the right kind of foods and getting everything in the way you need to. And remember, your body can thrive if you give it the right tools that it needs to be able to do that. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call or go to the website. And we're here for you. Don't forget, if you haven't found a lifestyle provider, that's someone in your area that believes just like we do. Sometimes you just need someone to take you by the hand and say, look, no matter if you've got diabetes or heart disease or high blood pressure or whatever, you just need someone to take you by the hand and help and get you and have them help get you to that next level so you can really thrive and really make it. Because the piece that's so difficult is to make sure that you're doing well. The piece that is challenging is the accountability. That's what people need. That's what people want. And that's what people are looking for, is to make sure that you're really thriving. And don't be stuck. You don't have to be stuck. All you have to do is realize is that if you put in the effort, you can do well. If you put in the effort, then you can really do amazing things with your health. And that's what we want to help you do on the show. That's what it's all about. We're on call for you each and every day to help you go to the next level with your health and your life, knowing that you don't have to stay where you are, that you can really thrive and push through and do amazing things with your health. Why? Because we know you can, and we believe in you. Coming up, more questions about your health. Plus, I'm going to talk a little bit about kids' health and what they can do to improve. We'll be right back.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. crisis. Check availability at MySolarBackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com.
To find out more, connect with OnCall Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Body can get sick, but can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. We don't want to see you stuck. I want to see you do well. I don't want to see you just be there. I want to see you make it happen. So we want to help you thrive. We want to see you better than you are before and better than you have been before. And you can. You don't have to be stuck. Now give us a call, 888, if you need help, 888-283-7272. If you have health questions, we're here for you. If you want me to answer privately, I will too. When you call, just tell my staff, say, hey, look, I really want to have this question answered privately. I don't want it just to be on air, and so we'll take care of you on that. Don't worry. Get you the answers that you need because you're important to us and you matter. Very much so. Let's get to the phones and go to Mark. Hi, Mark.
Sciatic leg pain, and I really don't want to take any kind of painkillers, and I just want to figure out what I could use as a natural remedy for it.
Now, if you got leg pain, you just got to figure out where it's coming from. And that sounds pretty simple, but I mean, at the end of the day, we got to figure out where it's coming from. Because the bottom line is with the leg pain is you've got to figure, is it nerve related? Is it vascular related, right? And a lot of times the nerve pain is coming from the lower back. So the lower back has nerves that come out of the low back, go down the spine, and really can go in and make that happen. So that's one of the big pieces you have to look at. You have to say, okay, well, that's one of the big pieces that we look at. And I'll tell you that one of the challenges when you're in that is to figure out, okay, how can I raise the bar? How can I raise value inside the body with what you're doing? And with leg pain, you might need to get to a chiropractic physician, which can really help. It's non-surgical, right? Physical therapy can help too, but I think the chiropractic physician is going to be your better choice just because the training and the level of care that you'll get there, I think, will be superior. So, for that reason, because I think the leg pain, there's a lot that can go with it. And again, you want to get testing done. So you don't want to rule, I mean, as far as the physician you go to, just make sure they do all the tests to be able to rule in and rule out whatever's going on. That's all very important, okay? And the leg pain, a lot of times, if it is something simple like a bulging disc or just some type of inflammation around some of the nerves that are causing that, yeah, I mean, that can easily be taken care of. So don't let that bother you. It can really resolve quite easily. 888-283-7272 is the number. Give us a call. So what about colon cancer? You know, it's one of the top leading cancers that we deal with. People who don't pay attention to their digestive system will at some point, I can tell you that, because colon cancer is a big deal. And if you don't take care of the foods that you eat, get enough fiber coming in on a regular basis, take care of your overall system, then it can become a big, big deal. They did studies at University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, and they said that a gastroenterologist associate professor said in this, signs of trouble that could not be ignored is a change in the diameter of your bowel movements. Okay, so if you have any of these symptoms or know someone that's dealing with any of this, a change in the diameter of your bowel movements, bloody bowel movements, another big one, black stool, lower belly pain, or discomfort that persists. Starting at age 50, everyone should be screened for colon cancer, even if no symptoms are present. So there's a few ways that you can test for the colon cancer. Colonoscopy, it's a test that examines the colon and allows doctors to remove polyps before they can grow and become cancerous. And there's a a fecal test called a FET test. Test detects blood in the stool. A new colon cancer test approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration may be an option. Who are not at high risk for the disease, be aware of your family history and any of your relatives that have had colon cancer, especially before the age of 50. So colorectal cancer is the third leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. with men and women. So that's a lot. I mean, it's a big one. Lung cancer is number one. A lot of people don't know that, but it is number one. It's a bear, that's for sure. A lot of people get hit with that and struggle with it. The air quality is not that great. Plus, we're indoors all day long. And it's just not conducive to maximum health. You got to be in a place to really be able to thrive, and it's tough to do that with poor air quality. So if you're in a big city, it's better to live a little further out if you have the option, maybe out in the country or out just a little bit of ways away from it. Air quality is a little bit better. Typically, that's a better way to go. 888-283-7272. We're here for you. If you need help, you got questions, you can give us a call. And also, our lifestyle providers or healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, go to the website and easily find someone that can help you get to the next level with your health and your life. Let's get to the phones and talk to Jan. Hi, Jan.
I wanted to know if cooking with tinfoil is harmful.
Okay, so cooking with tinfoil is... I wouldn't recommend it totally. I mean, your cookware should be important, and I'm a big fan of the glass. I'm a big fan of iron as well. There's different thoughts on that, but I still am. And then your storage just needs to be. I would not lay things in the foil as much. So, because you don't want anything, aluminum is just something you don't want to even have in your food or near any of that. And it's just there's other options for it. And lay it in different settings, and there's a lot better ways to do that. Maybe involve a little bit more cleaning, but whatever. It's going to be better for your health. 888-283-7272. Elaine in Louisville, Kentucky says, can I help irritable bowel syndrome with diet? Yes, you can. Matter of fact, I believe it's the greatest way for healing with somebody with IBS. There's an anti-inflammatory-based diet that we put together in my book, Empowering Your Health, and you can easily check that out. Plus, we've got articles all on IBS on the website. You can easily find it there. We're here for you. Whatever you're struggling with, remember, you don't have to stay there. The body's ability to regenerate is amazing. So you can thrive, you can make it, you can go from where you are to where you need to be. All you have to do is have the ability to know that you can. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says precautions are being taken ahead of President Trump's rally set to take place in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Saturday night.
We are administering hand sanitizer, masks to those who are in attendance should they decide to wear them, and we are taking temperature checks.
McEnany, during the daily White House press briefing on Friday, continues.
We are confident that we can operate safely in Tulsa. As I noted at the beginning of this, Governor Stitt said under 200 people are in hospitals across Oklahoma.
McEnany also pointing out how the media's coverage over President Trump's rallies is far different than the way they covered the Black Lives Matter protests within the last month. Elvita King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., is calling on Juneteenth to be made into a national holiday. King making her comments in a column posted by Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A gym owner is fighting to reopen his business amid coronavirus shutdown orders. USA Radio Network's Kenneth Burns has the details.
Massachusetts is fighting to open in spite of an order to remain closed due to the COVID state emergency that shut down gyms. Prime Fitness owner David Blondin reopened his gym a month ago with member support. He told WBZ-TV that he feels disrespected by town officials.
I understand the shutdowns and the laws and the rules and all that kind of stuff, but enough is enough.
A judge has allowed the town to use whatever means to close the facility. Water and electricity has been cut off to the gym and locks have been changed. Blondin faces fines of $1,300 a day. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Colorado lawmakers have enacted sweeping reforms for police following the death of George Floyd. Democratic Governor Jared Polis signing the Enhanced Law Enforcement Integrity Act this morning.
Creating a new duty for police officers to intervene if they see a fellow officer engaging in an inappropriate use of force instead of just standing by and watching. Requiring peace officers to have a legal basis for making contact with individuals.
The mayor continuing.
And as a 17-year-old black student named Ashira Campbell told me yesterday, it's not just a protest against police brutality, but a protest against a society that is too comfortable with injustice.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Check us out on the web. We're here for you each and every day. What are you struggling with? Well, we want to help. Because remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. And if you deal with blood pressure, we call it hypertension, you want to do a couple of things to really help. And blood pressure is one of the tough health challenges that many people face, and they don't know how to get out of it a lot of times. So there's some foods you can avoid when you have high blood pressure. And, of course, we know sodium is a big deal. Salty foods can raise the blood pressure and create that kind of issue. So sodium is a big one. But you want to steer clear or limit a lot of these high sodium foods in your diet. Okay, here's some basics you may already know, but I want to make sure you know. Okay, I love the simple. Simple things are the things that make the biggest difference in our lives. So dried, preserved, or salted meats like bacon, ham, beef jerky, or pepperoni. Heavily salted snacks like peanuts, chips, or crackers. Canned foods and meals, including vegetables and soups. Frozen foods and dinners. Sauces, condiments, and marinades, table salt, and salty seasonings can be a big one. And the foods that help with blood pressure
are the ones that are lower in the sodium in their sodium content. All right, so raisins, prunes are really good. I know that's exciting, right? They also make you go to the bathroom in a great way. So if you're constipated, that will help. Citrus fruits are really good. Honeydew, cantaloupe, and watermelons. Avocados are one of my favorites for blood pressure. Apples, bananas are great. If you eat bananas, eat them more on the green side. Cooked squash, eggplant, cabbage, and cauliflower. Lima beans and all peas, peppers, radishes, and baked or boiled potatoes. So a good way to make sure you're getting what you need is what they call the DASH diet, which is dietary approaches to stop hypertension. And it was developed to lower blood pressure and boost heart health. And so here's the way it goes. Here's the DASH diet. Ready? 2 to 3 servings of low-fat dairy products, which I like. Goat's milk is the better choice. 4 to 5 servings of fruits and vegetables, which would be one cup. A serving size is one cup of leafy vegetables. So if you eat a huge salad, that's about like a real big salad. It's probably about, when you figure 4 cups, that would be 4 servings. A medium-sized fruit, like an apple, is a serving of fruit, okay? So you want to have those as well. I'm a bigger fan, if you're going to do, say, 5 servings a day of fruits and vegetables, which is very confusing for a lot of people, I would just eat one piece of fruit a day. Here's your goal, okay? Because the fructose, there's a lot of studies now saying the fructose in the fruit, if you do a ton of it, it's not that great, okay? So there's a kind of a tipping point where it even works that great for you. So 6 to 8 daily servings of fruits and vegetables. Actually, it's 4 servings of fruit, 6 servings of vegetables. Less than 6 daily servings of lean protein. So that would be serving size is 1 egg or 1 ounce cooked meat or fish. So 2 to 3 daily servings of healthy fats. I think you need more, personally, of the protein. Really do. Your body can function much better off of that. And 2 to 3 servings of healthy fats and oils. You need more than that. You probably need at least 5 to 6 of those. And 4 to 5 weekly servings of nuts and seeds and legumes. I'd go with that. And no more than 5 weekly servings of desserts and sweets. I don't even think you need that. Cut out the sugar. Be done with it. I mean, I'd say 2 desserts a week. That's it. I'd say 2 junk meals a week. That's it. You don't need more than that. Because once if you're eating really good, eating really well, and you go and you eat a pizza, it's going to taste good. And it's good to knock out the cravings, but you're going to feel awful, bloated, all that sort of thing. Yeah, just knock it out and be done with it. But don't do it all the time. And don't have this thing where you eat a dessert after every meal. It's crazy. 888-283-7272. You can always give us a call and be a part of the show. Or if you want to go to our website, you can do that as well. If you want us to answer in private, we can do that. Tony in Kansas City says, how much difference in veggies from the grocery store and the Whole Foods type stores? Well, it's just more about organic and inorganic. So you always either want to do fresh or frozen. Canned's not the best. And look for organic. Because whether you go to Kroger or Publix or Whole Foods or Piggly Wiggly or Trader Joe's, whatever, just look for organic. They're all getting it from the same source for the most part. So you just find it from the area. It's about the quality, okay? The quality is what you're looking for. That's the key. Because if the quality is up, then everything about your health will be up. It makes a huge difference all the way around. I'm going to talk about some foods here in just a minute because there's so many foods that can bring health to the body, and so many ones that don't. And I'm a big fan of making sure that you're eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis. That's such a key. First, though, I want to get to the phones and talk to Lois. Hi, Lois.
Calling because I have some concerns. My grandson was diagnosed with gynecomastia, and I was wondering if there was anything that we can do to reverse that or in order to have his male hormones to start kicking in.
Well, again, he's got an issue with conversion. All right, so there's a conversion issue with his testosterone, and it's very common with men. Men that convert to estrogen, their testosterone convert to estrogen is very, very common. And so you got to get in. Nettle root is really, really good. It's not always going to work, but nettle root works a lot of times for men, for adolescents as well, that can help the conversion of the testosterone molecule and can cut down on the gynecomastia tremendously. Now, the challenge is once the tissue's formed, once the tissue formed, you know, the big issue is once that's done, it's got to be surgically removed. That's the big deal. So you just got to make sure. You've got to figure out first why it's converting. That's one of the big ones. And then you've got to figure out, okay, what needs to be done to really help offset that. That's one of the biggest pieces that you have to look at. And that, at the end of the day, that is one of the biggest challenges that we have when it comes to gynecomastia. Because it really is a hormone issue, but it's a conversion issue. And so the enzymes are so important that they need to be broken down as well. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to the website. And don't forget, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about, and you can get help there as well, too. Lower blood pressure is now becoming a challenge for a lot of people. The CDC is talking about it. And in the United States, chronic kidney disease affects more than 20 million people. And that's in the age of 65 and up. Researchers found that blood pressures in the range of 130 to 159, well, that's a top number, over 70 to 89, were associated with the best health outcomes for the population, especially with men with kidney disease. A researcher, Kasaba Coveney, who's at Memphis Veterans Affairs Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, said that more than 18 million blood pressure measurements found that patients either very high or very low blood pressure, mortality rates went up significantly. So even if it's low, people get excited, they're like, oh, my blood pressure is so low, that can cause issues as well. So you got to be cautious with that too. And so they've got interesting boundaries within blood pressure. You really want to keep it between about 110 to 115 is the goal on the top number, and about 70 to 75 in the lower number. And there's so much you can do naturally to make that happen. You really can do a lot to keep everything balanced. But at the end of the day, you just don't want it to get too far on the low end and too far on the high end. Just do everything you can to keep it balanced. Now, nitric oxide is really important. You can do L-arginine and L-citrulline together, two amino acids. They're great, great form. Rebounding is a good piece, too, to keep your blood pressure in check. And then with your eating habits, eating multiple meals throughout the day. But one of the big pieces for blood pressure now that we're learning is garlic. And garlic, usually, you can do it in the supplement form, but even just eating a garlic clove itself one a day is great for blood pressure and can make a big difference. A lot of research on that right now. But don't forget, fruits and vegetables, that's a big piece because only 1.5% of Americans are even eating them, which is quite the challenge. So, again, even if you just eat two or three servings a day, the mineral content in those is enough to help create a spike, a lowered spike in overall blood pressure levels. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Let's get over to Martha. Hi, Martha.
What symptoms does one have if they have a vitamin D deficiency?
One of the biggest with vitamin D deficiency is you have a lot of achiness. People that have achiness, they think it's something like fibromyalgia, something along those lines. They think that's the major issue, but it's not. And a lot of times if you have achiness, generalized achiness, it can be a vitamin D deficiency. Very, very common that people struggle with and they deal with. Now, the other thing, too, is something along the lines of the forehead sweating, head sweating excessively, not just like when you go work out hard, but if you do any exertion, that's a big challenge as well. And so you've got to make sure that if that's happening, you know, a simple blood test is going to tell you. So the symptoms may or may not be there, but that's why I like doing blood tests on pretty much everybody. If you come to us, we're going to check your vitamin D, period. It's one of the number one deficient areas that we see now. And if you don't get that covered, then there's so many things can break down in the body. And that's one of the big pieces you have to manage. And it's easy. I mean, you can get it from food, you can get it from the sun, but over the age of 50, you're not going to absorb it that much anymore. So you have to get it from a supplement form. And that's what I think is one of the big pieces that you have to look at is managing that to get it in the numbers. Now, the range goes all the way up to 100, like 30 to 100. But even if you're down around 40 or 50, it's too low. Got to get it up, I would say 60 to 80. Some even say 70 to 90 is a better range. So I keep mine in the upper end of the range always and do that for the patients as well at all of our clinics. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. What are you doing? Empower your health. Well, it comes down to the choices that you make every single day. Coming up, we've got more questions about your health. Plus, I'm going to get into some fitness tips that you don't want to miss when we come back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Has kind of fizzled out. We hear about it from time to time, but they're saying now the new animal research suggests that Ebola may become more deadly as it spreads. Investigators track the Ebola strain, which is, of course, circulates in the West African outbreak that was so popular, and analyzing the virus in different stages, British scientists identified several genetic changes that made Ebola more deadly as it spread. So the work tells us the evolutionary goal of the Ebola virus is to become more lethal. Study co-author Julian Hiscox at the University of Liverpool of Infectious Disease said in a release, "We were able to show through a genetic analysis which parts of the virus are involved in the process. The information, they say, we have gathered will now allow us to monitor for such changes in the outbreak, as well as develop future treatment strategies." The study was published in the Journal of Genome Biology. The Ebola virus is such a devastating infection to the people affected by the disease and the economy of West Africa. Study co-author Roger Hewson of Public Health England said in a news release, "Yet current understanding of Ebola virus biology is way behind that of others. And in the West African outbreak, Guinea, Liberia, Sierra Leone have been the three nations hardest hit by Ebola. They've also been about 21,000 infections and more than 84,000 deaths reported since the outbreak began, as we've heard in the past." So it's pretty amazing to see how everything can begin to transition. But again, nothing to be scared of here, but yet you always want to do everything you can to keep your immune system strong and stay aware in the news, and we'll keep you updated here on the show. 888-283-7272, give us a call or go to the website. If you haven't found the app yet, go to the App Store. Really great. So it's a way to listen to the show all the way until we go live the next day. So if you miss something, it constantly replays the show until we go live. Pick it up at the App Store, the iPad, all of that is great, and you can just check it out, and it's a great tool to be able to help you, encourage others, tell others, and they can get on board and get their health helped every single day. Let's go to the phones and talk with Doug. Hi, Doug.
My wife has been diagnosed with lupus.
Okay.
And I'd like to know how to treat that in a way. Whatever I can do to help her.
Okay, well, lupus is, again, it's an autoimmune condition, and there's different variations of it, different levels of it. People have struggled with it in different ways. So I would look at it from a couple of points of view. I mean, lupus, being an autoimmune condition, it means the body's attacking itself. And once that switch is flipped on in the body, you really can't shut it down. You have to put, I guess the best way to put it is you can put a dimmer switch on it. And so with a dimmer switch, one of the big keys that you want to focus on is, again, you've got to find out if it's the T1 helper cells or the T2 helper cells. One of those systems is the primary driver for this, and that's what we have to figure out, is which one is being affected and which one is not. So that's really the point of contact in the whole thing. So you want to look at that and build from there. But again, testing can be done. Your physician can do that, blood testing, all of that. You got to figure out which one's dormant and which one's not. You can do a little test. It's kind of an at-home test, but it's with echinacea tea and green tea. And you drink nothing but water or green tea for about 3 days, And then if it aggravates the condition, then you know that that's really the T2 helper cell side. And then if you use Echinacea tea, likewise, it would be the T1 side. And, of course, if you drink one and it does nothing, you feel better, then that's helping the side that's on the dormant phase of it. So, again, a couple little tricks to help along the way. Then you can let your doctor know what you found, and they can follow up with some testing inside the office. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Now, if you haven't found a lifestyle provider in your area, someone that believes the same way we do, check out the website. They can help you. Give us a call at the number, 888-283-7272, and they can help you find someone in your area to take you by the hand and really help you along the way. Let's go back to the phones and talk with Pearl. Hi, Pearl.
Calling in regard to depression. I know someone who fits that category, in the category, but every time we try to get them help for them, they refuse. They don't want to go. I want to know some other ways. Is there any alternative where you could just up and take possession? And they happen to be an adult person, too, and they fit all the descriptions.
Yes. Well, if they fit all the descriptions and all the different aspects of depression, again, even though it may sound like it's classic to you, it's good to have them go in to see their physician and make sure they kind of run through the checklist and see if that's really what they're experiencing. Because I'll tell you, it's a real challenge, very big challenge when you're dealing with something like this. And it's not easy because you can deal with brain chemistry. There could be nutritional deficiencies at play. There's so many variants and variables that could be a part of this that needs to be addressed. I mean, nutritionally, that's one of the big keys. I mean, if you have low vitamin D levels, you can be dealing with depression. You can have low B6 and B5 in the body and start dealing with that. You can have GABA levels, which is one of the neurotransmitters that's off. So many different variables that could be leading to the depression. But they need help. That's the key. They've got to have someone that can guide them and take them by the hand when it comes to this to be able to get them along the way to encourage them and help them. So that's what I would encourage you to do first. Get some blood testing done. See if there's deficiencies involved. Functionally, see what the body needs. There might be certain foods that could target and help build these areas up. Again, whole cascade of things that can be done. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of ASA-RX audio, visit us at asarx.com.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454. Or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com. And use promo code 1191.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.